Good morning. It's March 21st, and this is your daily brief in crypto. Here's everything you need to know. In a dynamic turn of events, Bitcoin's value catapulted over 10% to surpass the $67,000 mark, a movement closely tied to the Federal Reserve's latest stance on interest rates. This significant price movement reflects broader trends in the cryptocurrency market, particularly in the realm of exchange-traded funds or ETFs and crypto mining stocks. Let's delve deeper into the intricacies of these developments and their potential implications. The surge in Bitcoin's price comes amid a notable influx of investments into spot Bitcoin ETFs, contrasted by nearly $500 million in outflows from new Bitcoin ETFs in just 2 days. Grayscale, standing as the largest ETF, witnessed over $1 billion in withdrawals this week alone, with a significant portion of $444 million occurring on Wednesday. Meanwhile, BlackRock's ETFs have seen a contrasting scenario with inflows reaching $527 million this week, highlighting the diverse investor sentiment within the crypto ETF space. However, the landscape is not without its warnings. Analysts are voicing concerns over the potential for flash crashes and a waning interest from large investors, commonly referred to as whales. This cautionary stance comes as the market eagerly anticipates the outcomes of the Federal Reserve meeting. On a brighter note, the decision by the Federal Reserve to maintain interest rates, coupled with the anticipation of possible rate cuts later in the year, has injected optimism into the crypto market. This optimism is mirrored in the performance of crypto mining companies, whose stock prices have enjoyed a surge. Additionally, the positive outlook is further reinforced by analysts upgrading their recommendations for companies like Riot Platforms and CleanSpark, signaling a bullish sentiment towards cryptocurrencies and related investments. In summary, the cryptocurrency market is witnessing a bullish trend, spurred by strategic interest rate decisions and a growing confidence in crypto investments. Despite the warnings of potential market volatility, the overall sentiment remains positive, with significant growth opportunities on the horizon. In a move that has sent ripples through the cryptocurrency world, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, has once again delayed a key decision, this time on a highly anticipated Ether Exchange-Traded Fund, ETF, application by VanEck. This postponement to May 23rd not only opens the floor to public comment, but also signals the SEC's intensified scrutiny on Ethereum's classification in the financial landscape. The heart of the matter lies in the SEC's aggressive efforts to classify Ethereum as a security. This has led to investigative subpoenas being issued to U.S. firms linked to the Ethereum Foundation. The SEC's demands for documents from the foundation itself have heightened the stakes, contributing to a notable downturn in Ethereum's market value, a steep 15% fall over the past week, with prices hovering around $3,300. Amidst this regulatory uncertainty, the prospects for an Ethereum ETF's approval seem bleak. This presents a significant challenge for Wall Street firms that have been keen on listing spot Ether exchange-traded funds, especially in the wake of the recent approvals of Bitcoin ETFs. The SEC's current stance and ongoing investigations into Ethereum's potential reclassification could have far-reaching implications for major exchanges, investors, and businesses within the crypto industry. The future classification of Ether, whether as a security, currency, or commodity, remains a critical question. With SEC Chair Gary Gensler's characterization of the cryptocurrency market as the Wild West and his call for more regulation, the path forward for Ethereum and the broader crypto industry is fraught with uncertainty. This ongoing saga underscores the complex and evolving relationship between regulatory bodies and the rapidly expanding world of cryptocurrency. In a significant turn of events for the cryptocurrency world, Do Kwon, the former CEO of Terraform Labs, is facing extradition from Montenegro to South Korea. This decision marks a critical moment in the ongoing saga of legal challenges faced by prominent figures in the crypto industry. Do Kwon, once hailed as a cryptocurrency king, has been embroiled in controversy following the dramatic collapse of Terra Luna and its stablecoin UST. The fallout from this event has not only shaken investor confidence but has also drawn the attention of legal authorities worldwide. Both the United States and South Korea had submitted requests for Kwon's extradition, with South Korea's request now being officially granted. Kwon's legal troubles in Montenegro began with his arrest last year, followed by a conviction for using a fake passport. He was apprehended while attempting to travel to Dubai, highlighting the international nature of this legal drama. The decision to extradite him to South Korea is the culmination of months of legal proceedings involving the justice ministries and police authorities of both Montenegro and South Korea. This development is a part of a broader trend of increasing legal scrutiny on cryptocurrency executives. Figures like Sam Bankman-Fried and Changpeng Zhao have also faced legal challenges, signaling a shift in how countries are approaching the regulation and oversight of the crypto industry. As the extradition process moves forward, the crypto community will be watching closely, eager to see the implications of this high-profile case on the future of digital currencies. In a bold move to make cryptocurrency more accessible, Robinhood has now opened its digital doors to all eligible Android users worldwide, offering a self-custody wallet that supports a variety of blockchain assets. This expansion comes on the heels of the successful rollout of its iOS crypto wallet earlier this year, marking another significant stride in the company's mission to democratize finance for all. Previously in beta, the Robinhood crypto wallet is now fully accessible to users on the waitlist, supporting major cryptocurrencies like Ethereum, Bitcoin, Dogecoin, as well as emerging networks such as Arbitrum, Polygon, Optimism, and Base. Since its iOS launch in March 2023, the wallet has seen hundreds of thousands of downloads across more than 140 countries, showcasing the high demand for accessible crypto services. The significance of this Android release cannot be overstated, given that Android holds a 70% share of the global mobile operating system market. This move opens up Robinhood's crypto services to millions of potential new users, further cementing its role in the crypto ecosystem. Beyond wallet services, Robinhood also offers the ability to trade a wide range of cryptocurrencies directly on its platform, along with the innovative Robinhood Connect feature that integrates brokerage purchases with the crypto wallet. Financially, Robinhood has reported $135 million in annual transaction revenue from crypto trading, holding over $14 billion in client cryptocurrency assets. Its expansion into Europe, offering crypto trading with zero fees and Bitcoin rewards, alongside a strategic partnership with MetaMask, underscores Robinhood's commitment to bridging traditional finance with the blockchain economy. This comprehensive approach not only enhances Robinhood's service offerings, but also positions it as a pivotal player in the global crypto market. In a bold move underscoring its confidence in digital currencies, Goldman Sachs has officially launched a cryptocurrency trading desk. This step not only highlights the financial giant's bullish outlook on the market, but also signals a significant endorsement of cryptocurrencies, particularly Bitcoin and Ethereum, from one of Wall Street's most influential players. The firm's digital assets chief, Matthew McDermott, has been vocal about the growing institutional interest in the crypto market. Despite Bitcoin's recent price correction to $60,000, McDermott and Goldman Sachs are not deterred, seeing this as a mere blip in the grand scheme of things. Their optimism is rooted in the increasing engagement from institutional investors, a trend that's expected to continue and evolve. However, it's not all smooth sailing. Recent data points to a cooling off, with significant outflows from cryptocurrency ETFs, suggesting a cautious stance among investors amidst broader economic uncertainties. This shift in investor sentiment comes after a period of heightened enthusiasm, which saw billions of dollars flow into the market, spurred by the SEC's approval of the Bitcoin ETF. Despite these challenges, Goldman Sachs remains a staunch supporter of Bitcoin and the broader digital asset space. The firm is betting on a continued increase in institutional adoption, driven by what McDermott describes as a psychological shift among financial institutions. This shift, catalyzed by the legitimization of Bitcoin through the ETF approval, is expected to bring about a significant increase in buying pressure from these institutions. Looking ahead, Goldman Sachs envisions a future where the cryptocurrency market expands beyond Bitcoin and Ethereum, with more asset classes getting tokenized. This anticipation of a broader acceptance and integration of digital assets into the mainstream financial ecosystem reflects the firm's commitment to being at the forefront of the digital currency revolution. This has been your daily brief in crypto. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.